Good afternoon and how are you today? My name is Gina. You are listening to LMS Radio, briefings from case number CL20192911. Mr. John C. Depp II and Miss Amber Laura Heard. The case continues. Miss Heard spoke under cross-examination of her marriage to Mr. Depp. Her partner at the time was a woman when she met Mr. Depp, the star in his film, The Romany Diary. Miss Depp was speaking on the 5th of May on the witness stand. She spoke about the romance and travelling to London for a press tour to promote the film they were in. They kept the romance quiet as Johnny did not want anyone to know about it. She frequently visited him in his Beverly Hills home in October 2011. She visited him in his private island in the Bahamas. She would visit him in his homes and do cooking for him. She described that he had a knife collection, and she also described that Johnny gave her father daggers, weapons, and her mother jewelry. He gave her closest friends gifts and flew them to islands. Johnny brought her a horse, and she didn't know why he brought her a horse. So what's she going to do with it? Anyway, that's it. She also spoke leading up to this testimony about how they were, how their relationship was, and how he was starting to become aggressive towards her. She spoke about Mr. Depp's carpet being dirty. She started speaking about her relationship problems to her mother and her therapist, about her emotional and physical abuse she was experiencing from Johnny Depp. She also said that Mr. Depp frequently disappeared in 2012 and she didn't know where his whereabouts were. She couldn't reach him. This is a testimony from Amber Heard's and Mr. Depp's nurse, Erin Folito. She stated on the witness stand, "Sorry, it was by video evidence she was given in New York." Amber Heard was addicted to alcohol and cocaine and jealous of Johnny Depp's fame. A former nurse told the defamation trial last night. Erin Folito worked with the couple from 2014 and on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She told the jury that the Aquaman actress admitted to substance abuse and once laughed about being high for 24 hours at a music festival. The star also reportedly told Ms. Folito she had feelings of insecurity and jealousy about Depp's success. In addition, Heard was jealous of her then husband being around other women and exhibited emotions which would spin like a pendulum from one extreme to the other, Ms. Folito alleged. The claims came as Depp closed his case in the fourth week of the trial. The Pirates of the Caribbean star is suing for $50 million, claiming that his ex-wife destroyed his career with a 2018 article in the Washington Post in which she had said she was a survivor of domestic violence. She's suing Depp for $100 million, claiming his legal team smeared her. Ms. Folito told the court in Fairfax, Virginia, that she treated her from August 2014 until May 2016, when the actress filed for divorce from a restraining order on Mr. Depp. In the notes from her first meeting with Heard, Ms. Folito said she admitted a history of substance abuse, including an addiction to cocaine and liqueur. She drinks 1 to 3 glasses of red wine a day. Both mother and father have abused and become dependent on stimulants. Client admits to a history of anxiety, eating disorder, attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, codependence issues, and emotional insomnia. Ms. is what her former nurse diagnosed on her. Ms. Valuta also wrote at the time, client expressed a concern to husband and Mr. Kippa, Depp's personal doctor. She's nervous about being alone while husband is working in London, and expressed she has difficulties dealing with feelings of insecurity. The notes added that Heard had been experiencing increase recently and has had several outbursts of anger and rage. Ms. Valuta said, emotional liability is when someone spins on a pendulum. You see someone sad and quickly transitions to extreme happiness. From her records from May 2016, she described how Heard admitted taking magic mushrooms and ecstasy at the Chinchilla Music Festival and was high at least for 24 hours. The note stated, client laughed and also reported using illicit drugs, mushroom and MDMA at home with a high-profile acquaintance. Heard reported that her husband was not aware of the male visitor. Before mounting their defense, Heard's lawyers tried to get the case dismissed, but Judge Penny rejected their request. Heard's lawyer, Benjamin Rotterborn, said that if the court agreed that Depp abused his ex-wife, even one time, she wins. It's that simple. But raising his voice, Depp's lawyer, Benjamin Chow, ironically both of them have lawyers with the same name, Benjamin, told the court, she is the abuser. I'll just have a break and raise up the music. Well, hello and welcome back to LMS Radio. My name is Jean and hope you're doing well. We'll be continuing with the briefings of the Johnny Depp case versus ex-wife, Miss Amber Heard. The trial continues. So I'll go on. As you can see, her ex-nurse described her as her high on cocaine during a festival. However, she said that she took the cocaine during an argument with her husband, that she was frequently taking cocaine when she had arguments with her husband. Ms. Depp also said that she stated that she had eaten magic mushroom following an argument that occurred between her at a camping site with Johnny. She remembered in 2012 and 2016, she recalled an incident that Johnny had grabbed her thigh, touched her breast, removed her dress, and intimately examined her her genitals. Upon saying this, Mr. Depp lifted his eyebrow under cross-examination. Amber Heard met Johnny Depp's children in 2013 in Disneyland, Paris, when she was 26 years old. It also turned out that she had actually married Johnny Depp in California, in his mother's house. The Bahamas marriage was for the relatives and friends. After this marriage, she flew to the UK in 2016 to be in a film called The Danish Girl. Mr. Depp, after the marriage, he flew to Australia to be in the film called Pirates of the Caribbean No. 5. Mr. Depp described that Johnny had shoved a bottle of water up her genitals. I hope I have not offended you. I'll just take another break. Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and we're continuing with the case of Mr. Johnny Depp and Miss Amber Heard. Now, when you are looking at this case, you know that you're seeing it in social media. You're having comments on it. So this is one of the comments I'm just going to read. Okay? Now, it's from the Evening Standard. Following the case. This is how it states. The high publicized trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I just love the music. So I'll continue. As it clocks social media feeds and headlines around the world, it will be the first time many people will have heard of a mental health condition called borderline personality disorder. Part of Depp's defense, an expert witness testified that in the case of two sessions, she had diagnosed Heard with two overlapping disorders, borderline personality disorder and the rare histrionic personality disorder. On the stand, the expert witness explained in a matter of fact why what her diagnosis meant. Sufferers of these conditions, she said, can show a lot of cruelty. I'm very concerned with the image. Play a victim of princess role to what they want. Can be overly flirtatious and can act in an overly girly way to avoid getting negative feedback or criticisms. They show extreme discomfort with not being the center of attention and will make up stories to try to regain it. They are full of rage, which can explode at times. They are compulsive liars to the extent they often cannot tell whether they are lying or not. In other words, the mental health diagnosis was used to paint Heard as utterly unreliable. Someone who was by nature a cruel, raging liar. Now, this may or may not turn out to be an accurate assessment of Hurd's character. But the idea that someone's mental health can be used against them in a trial is a very big problem. First, Hurd's diagnosis would simply add to the stigma with those mental health conditions already faced. The term used in the trial, the tendency to play a princess role, for example, and absent from formal definitions of those two personality disorder. The point of mentioning your opponent's disorder in a trial is to draw a link between mental health and bad or dangerous behavior. That is the very link mental health advocates have been trying to break for decades. Second, it gives compliments and incentive for diagnosing. Sorry, this is what I was meant to say. Second, it gives complainants an incentive for diagnosing their opponents, which means people will be unnecessarily slapped with a label. All these big words I'm having to live. There is no distinctive test for borderline personality disorder. Third, and perhaps most importantly, it erects a huge barrier to injustice for those with personality disorders, people who are already more vulnerable to abuse than average. How can you testify against an abuser if your mental health points you as inherently unreliable? There are many ways to establish character and motive without using psychologist testimony. You can use the past behavior for one. Mental health diagnoses have long and checkered history of being used to discredit people and witnesses to their own trauma. The bar for using them in a courtroom, especially in very public trials, should be far higher. So what the person is trying to say, if a person has a mental disorder, it's not a good idea to bring this into the trial, which is what they said was brought into Amber Heard's trial. They have brought in that she's got a split personality, she's got a mental disorder, that she changes one end to one end. You don't really know what this girl is really saying. One minute she's saying the truth, one minute she's telling a lie. She came across, when I looked at Amber Heard, it's very sad, and somebody's looking for sympathy. She didn't even seem to have any empathy towards anyone. So how are you doing? I hope that you've enjoyed these briefings of Johnny Depp's case, and you know, getting insight to how the rich, the fabulously beautiful people live. Thank you so much for listening to Elements Radio. My name is Gina. This is the third week, and the court is on a 1 week holiday. The trial will resume on the 16th of May 2022. And many thanks to listeners from New York, California, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Germany, Sweden, Germany, and the UK. Additional material: CBS News, Daily Mail newspaper, YouTube, Evening Standard newspaper. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Bye.